and one from my das. So Maravim, I would have thought to say, Olka Shliach Shlichus, the Balabais, Lelimo Kamash Malon, he was Oikrit altogether, so Kamash Malon, he's not Oikrit altogether. Vashiz Omer of Sheshis, Mihocha, he can't be Poshit, Lotivshit, Tocha. But you see, Rashi just says, Omer of Sheshis, Mihocha, from here, Lotivshit, he can't bring a proof. Tocha in the time of the Balabais, Nami Mo, Mishim the Yom Lashkil Hadis, Midaitoi, he said, no, take one from the Das of the Balabos. Tochi Yoma Shliach Liorchim. Tolu Lachem Shtechatichas. Take two pieces. Lechad Midai Toshvali. It's a clearly. One tape goes to Balabos to take. Vidach Midai Ti. Vidach Lochu Midai Ton. Docha Vade Moise. Here for sure is Moise upon the Shlichas. Vyasad Shtechusai. Lekach Moel. Vechitaima Hopshit the Balabais. If so, the question is, Hopshit the Balabos is Moise. Is Mo. What's the Kiddush? First of all, Mother Tame of Okash Nirchusai, Rashid of Lord Numa Balabais, Rashid Kivun the Yomar, Vidaito Shabalabais, Hainu, the Toil Echod Midaito Shabalabais. I would have thought to say, he's Okar the Shnirchusai here, it's like he's not being a Shnirch for the Balabos anymore. Kamashmon, yes, is still called, he's a Shnirch for the Balabos. But I would have thought Stam is not called he's doing Midas Balabais, he's like being Oikur Shlichus, because he's adding on, even this I would have thought, since he's adding on one more, so here it's Kamash will know that since he says clearly, take one, because that's what the Balabas said, so that's still called Yishlichus. But could be if he doesn't speak out clearly, take one for the Balabas, he just says take two, you have no proof, maybe it's not called Yemaisif, or maybe it is, that's what Shaykh is saying, from here you have no proof. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. All right, we'll stop here. Follow from an aleph here on top. Yeah, Mishnah says, "Omaloi hoveli menachloin." Let's say the balabos says to a shliach in the house, he tells the servant in the house, "Bring me something from the windowsill," or else, and it was something shel hegdish, and he made a mistake. Either it was money, it was food. And the Balabas thought it was own, and really was something shel hegdish. So he told the shliach, bring me that food or that money from the windowsill. Oy min hat luskum, or else bring me something from a box. The same thing, either it was food or money, something of hegdish. And like with the shalot being over the Yisamilo, that the Balabas thought we made a mistake, and thought it was chulin. For hovi loy, and the shliach taka brought it, did his shlichus. So the shliach taka picked it up, and he had tasked to be mitzit lechulin. So the halacha is, even though now the Balabas speaks out and says, that I did not really mean to tell you to take the food or the money from the window. I really meant different money. Still, the heavy mizer, I didn't want you to bring from this, I want you to bring from something else. Still, the halacha is Balabais Moel. Lamaisa the Balabas is Moel. Because there's a halacha of Yen Shliach Advar Veira here by Mila. And therefore, since the Balabas made a shliach, and the shliach did what the Balabas told him, so it's considered like the Balabas was more, was meitzit lechulin. Even though the Balabas afterwards speaks out and says, I didn't mean that, but that's called Dvorim Shebaleh, we don't believe him. Since when he first spoke out, he said clearly, bring me that money from the window, and he told him, I take that money and buy something, I'd be meitzit lechulin. And the shliach listened and did the shlichus, so even the letter the Balabas says, I didn't mean it, we don't believe the Balabas. And therefore, that's enough of the Balabas is over the Yisamila, and he has to bring a korban and a keren v'chaymish. What's going to be the avalim or maloi? Hovali menachloi. Let's say the Balabas told him, bring me the money from the windowsill. For hovali menat luskimo, and the shliach did not listen, and took the money from a box from someplace else. Oy menat liyapit, or else the opposite way. Oy menat luskimo, the Balabas told the shliach, bring me the money from the box. And really, that was Hegdish took of money, but just he made a mistake, he thought it was his own money. But instead, the Shliach one that took the money from the windowsill. So in this case now, HaShliach Mo, the Lachur, the Shliach is over the Yisamila, not the Balabas, because in this case, the Shliach did not do his Shlichus, he did not do what he was supposed to do. So therefore, it's not called Shlichus, it's called the Shliach did it on his own. Therefore, the Shliach himself is over the Yisamila. What's another chiddush now? What's going to be sholach biyad cheresh shaita v'kotim? Let's say a balabos sends the money. Let's say he sends like he wants to pay up his bill, so he sends the money that he thought was his own money, really was hegdish tikkun money. So he sends it biyad cheresh shaita v'kotim, And the Chura, they have no das. Really, then lav b'nei shlichus ninu. Still, the chiddush here is, imosu shlichus, say they do what the balabos told them to do it, is balabos, balabayis mo, the balabos is over the yisamilo. As if the balabos gave this money to the cheresh shayt of a cotton. Cheresh means deaf and dumb, shayt the fool or a cotton, and they went and took the money, gave it to the chendri, to the storekeeper, that they paid up his chayv with it, so it's still that he did his shlichus. And therefore, the balabos is over the yisamilo and not them. They're looking for potter pshit because they were cotton. But the chiddush the balabos is chayiv. So we'll see in the Gemara. Even though usually we say ain't shlichus by cotton, so we'll have to see why here it's different. What's going to be though lo yosa shlichusay? Let's say the cheresh shet of cotton did not do exactly what the balabos told him. In other words, the balabos told him to take money from the windowsill. And they were that took money from the box and they gave it to a chendveni. Send the locker is chendveni mol. So the balabos is not mol because they did not do what he told them to do. So they're not like a shliach for the balabos. They themselves are not over the yisimila because they're a chereshite to the cotton. So therefore, when the storekeeper now is going to take that money and spend it and be mitzi it, that's when the chendveni will be over the yisimila. What's going to be though? Sholach biyat pikeach. Let's say he sent the money biyari pikeach, the balabos gave it to a smart person that's a pikeach. Now veniskar, the balabos remembered, oivei, what did I do by sending that money to pay my bill? That money is hegdish. So the balabos remembered. So actually, the balabos remembers before the shliach gave the money to the storekeeper. So it comes out now like this, chendveni mol lekashi yaitzi. The chendveni is over the yisamilo when he goes and spends the money. Because it's like this. The mishalayach, the balabos, he's not over in yisamilo because he's mazed. He knows now that it's hegdishtika money. So to use hegdishtika money, be mazed, it's not yotzel chulin. It still remains kodesh. So the balabos is not over the yisamilo. The shliach is not over the yisamilo because he's doing his shlichus. It's not his own maisa, it's the balabos's maisa. We'll see in the Gemara about that. So therefore, who's over the yisamilo? The chenveni, he doesn't realize that it's hegdish. So when he takes the money and spends the money, he'll be over the yisamilo. But now the Mishnah says, Kate said, Yaseh, what should a balabos really do in such a case? Where the balabos sent the money with the shliach to pay up his bill. And while the shliach is on the way, now the balabos realizes, oivei, that money is hegdish. So what really should the balabos do? What he should do is, Noitel pruta, let him take another pruta, different money. Oy kli, you're also an object. The oimer, let him say like this, pruta shel hegdish, that money that belongs to hegdish that I'm sending with my shliach, b'chomokim shu, wherever it is, mechul, it should be mechulul, alze, on this kli, or on this money. And that's the klal, she hegdish nifta the kesev or shav kesev. You could redeem hegdish, either with kesev or shav kesev. Since you could redeem it, therefore, you'll be poiderit, and therefore the chenvi would not be over the yisra. So that's the answer to save the chenvi for being over the yisra mila. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, my kamash, what's the chiddush of the raisha? That when the balabos says, after the shliach did the shlichus, that I didn't mean to tell you to do that, my kamash malon, that dvorm shablei vein dvorm enchnami, that even though the balabos speaks out now and says, I didn't mean to tell you to take that, so what? Since lamais you told him, so at the time when you told them, we understood that's what you meant. So therefore, it's called Yadid Yishlichus. And now when you change your mind, it's called Dvorm Shemleid. We don't believe you. Say the Dvorm. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Shilech Biyad Chereshayt V'Kotin? And most of they do Yishlichus, then the Balabas is more. So the question, why? For Allah B'nei Shlichus Ninu, how could that be? A Chereshayt V'Kotin called for a Kul is not B'nei Shlichus. It can't be a Shlich. You have to be a Ben Das, a Godel, not a Kotin. If so, why is the balabas small? Where's the shlichus? So my answer is, Amar Reb Lozer says, Asuyim kemoatam shozesim. It has the same halacha that we see by an olive press. That over there the halacha is when the olives by themselves start to sweat away. You put them in a crushed place, like tightly. So then it starts to heat up the olives and it starts to sweat. So that halacha there, it's machshir lekabatumah. When the sweat, the juice, the oil comes out of the olives, it's machshir the olive to mekabel tumah. Why? Because since the balabos is nicho with that juice, It's considered like he put the water there. So you see, something you're nicho, you're happy with, is considered like you did it. See here also, the fact that you told them to take the money, give it to the chenveni, and you are happy with what they did, it's considered like you did it. In other words, here by shlichus, like, let's say you'd make a cherish to make kedushin for you. Avada there would not be chal. Because to make kedushin, that's called the maisa chalois, you have to be about to make the chalois. But over here, this action is not really making any new dinim. It's a mitzias, it's an action, that's all. That the money was taken and given over to the chenveni, to the storekeeper. It's a pure, simple action. So if that's a swerve, the balabas told them to do it. And they did it because he told them they're doing it for him, and the balabas is happy with what's done, it's considered like the balabas did that simple maisa. The tanan learned like this. Ha'azaisim if you have olives. Mi'ayim esayim mikablim tumah. Like, when are they considered hukshar? When is it considered the liquid that goes on top of them, made it hefshar kabotoma? Mishi yaziyu, when the olives start to sweat. So the juice that comes out of the olives, that's also called a mashke, that makes it fit like kabotoma. Now, zeyas ha-mortem, it has to be when it's sweat in the mortem, that's like in the olive press. But they used to first crush down the olives there, and let them heat up, let them stay there for a while, and then they by themselves they would start to sweat, and the olives would come out, the oil would come out, and then they'd really press it down. So when the first juice starts to come out, you're nicha, you're happy with it, that's machshavit. But v'loy zeyas hakupa, not in the basket when you're first picking the olives off the tree. Those baskets used to be like a hollow, a holy basket, had a lot of holes there. And then if the juice would fall out, it would just go on the ground, but you don't want to save the juice then. So that juice you're not nicha, you're not happy with. That's called v'loy zeyas hakupa. Not with the sweat that comes out when you first collect it in the basket. But only the sweat that comes out after it's in the press. So the kid said, that's the Rashi says, it's a loch, you have to have nichusa, that you have to be happy with it on it. And when you're happy with it on, that's considered like you put it there. And the Pasuk says, ki yitan. And with dashin ki yitan, like dumi, the ki yitan, dumi the ki yitan means, even though you don't have to put it on it, but as long as you're happy when the juice is on the pre, it's considered like you put it there. Zerost is considered like you did it. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Yeh, Koyseh Shoshinah, being another little proof to such a story, that you can make a shliach if it's just a pure action. You're not making any new deedim, any new chalois. It's just a simple action that whoever does it for you is considered like you did it. We learned in Hilchos Erevin that Nosnu Agab Yakuf, let's say you want to make an Erev Tchumen. You want to be able to walk outside the city on Shabbos. So before Shabbos, you have to put the Erev down there, the two lechems down. So let's say you sent it on a monkey. V'alicha, and the monkey took it to put it down at the end of the tchum. Or you got me a pill, or else you put it on top of a monkey, or on top of an elephant. V'alicha, and they carried the Erev and put it down over there. Is Harez the Erev? The Erev is good. Alma, what do we see? Ka'ovich tichusay. That Lamaisa, since these elephant or the monkey put it down where you wanted it to, and it's only a simple action of it being there, it's simple like you put it down there. So Achanam, you're also by Mila, it's a simple action of just taking the money, giving it to the storekeeper. So here also is Sabash Tuchusayu. It's considered like you did Yishlichus. Even though Torah speaks out over there by Ervin over there, that Hiksha, the bottom Torah is Hiksha Ben Ophrayim, Eperek Mechom Arov and Amrinon, Ain's Eretz Chet, it's not called an Erev. If they put it down there themselves. See, the answer is, here we're talking about now Shakuf Atzma Benichel Deresoma, where the monkey himself puts it down. But here we're talking about that the Balabas told somebody over there to take it off and put it down. So you might see still have to come on to the Shlichus here, that the actual bringing it there is called like the Balabas brought it there. Just actually putting it down, a Barantas put it down. Yeah. I call upon this, you say the Shlichus Lamila, that here it's just a pure action, and an action, as long as it's done for you, is considered like you did it. Then it says, what, sholach biyat pikeich, but let's say you send it. You send it with biyat pikeich, and then you remember, talakuri, then the chenveni is mol. Samara says, v'yaf agav liyit kashliach, the chur tzmashma, only the balabos remembered, but not the shliach. So it's mashma, even though the shliach does not remember that the shliach is a shaygig, you tell him now for some reason the shliach is not over the yisamila, only the chenveni. The more remino have a question. It says niska balabayis v'loy niska shliach. A similar case the balabos made a shliach to take money to buy something, and while the shliach is going, the balabos reminds himself that that money was hegdish, but the shliach did not realize it. There's a tefillah hashliach mol. Yes, the shliach is over the yisamila. As if the shlichus goes back to the balabos, he's a shaygei. So the shliach, the mashalech, the balabos is over the yisamila. But when the balabos is amazed, then the yis remains by the shliach. So now, like we're saying in our Mishnah. So Mer says yes. Amar Rav Sheshes, mas nisin nami kishniskru shneim. That our Mishnah says only the chenveni is over the yisamila, not the shliach. That's only where both the mashalech, the balabos, and the shliach, they both remind themselves that this money is hegdish, and they're doing it b'meisid. So then, the only one that's doing it b'shegig is only the chenveni. That's why the Mishnah says only the chenveni is over the yisamila. But enochanami, if the shliach would not realize it, and the shliach gives out the money, then the shliach would be over the yisamila. Now the Mishnah says, no san loy pruta. Let's say you give somebody a pruta, and omalei, the balabos, gives the shliach a pruta, and omalei tells him, hoveli b'chetzia neiris or b'chetzia psilis. I want you to buy me now half neiris. Rashi said that's a kli cheris, a cup-like, to hold the oil in, and half of it, half the money, buy me wicks. And it came out that the money was shel hegdish. V'holach, the shliach went, v'hevi loy b'kula psilis. He brought with the whole pruta only wicks, or else oy b'kula neiris, he brought only cups, that's all. So in this case, the chur, nobody's over the yisamila, masunsi. Or else, oy shom aloy, let's say the opposite way. The balabos told the shliach, hoveli b'kul neiros, bring me a whole pruta's worth of cups to hold the oil in. Oy b'kul psilos, or else bring me the whole money's worth, whole pruta's worth, wicks. For holach the heavy, the shliach went and brought back b'chet yeneros and b'chet yipsilos. He brought back half cups to hold the oil, the kli cheres, and half wicks. Look, in this case is shneim leimolu. Both of them are not over the yisamila, because the shliach only did half of the shlichus. So half that he did is only worth a chatzi pruta. So it's like the balabos was more a chatzi pruta's worth, and like the shliach was more a chatzi pruta's worth. So you can't put the two together. Neither of them was more the shear of a pruta. So therefore, both of them are poto for a mila. But what's going to be? Avlemomle. Let's say the balabos said, Hoveli b'chetzi neiris imokim pleini. I want you to buy me half a pruta's worth of these cups, the kli cheres, all the oil in from one place, or b'chetzi psilos imokim pleini, and the other half of the pruta, buy me wicks from that place, different place. For olach the shliach went now for hoveli neiris imokim psilos. He brought him the neiris. He brought him the cups from the place where he's supposed to buy the wicks. Or psilos, and he brought him the wicks. Me mock him from the place nearest we're supposed to buy the nearest. So locker is here, a shliach mol. Since the shliach did not do his shlichus at all, so therefore the balabos is not mol, it wasn't the shlichus. So now it comes out as if the shliach himself spent this pruta. So he was mitzia, a pruta's worth from Hegdish, so the shliach himself is over the yisamila. What's going to be nosan loy shtei prutas? I said the balabos gave him two prutas. The yomle told him like this, Leich v'hovili esrig. I want you to buy me an esrig. Here's two prutas. Spend it and buy me an esrig. And it came out that money was hegdish tikka money. V'holach, the shliach went now, v'hovili b'yachas esrig. He got a cheap buy. So he bought him back an esrig worth one pruta. Or v'yachas, but the other pruta, rimon, he brought him back a pomegranate with it. So look, in this case, is shnei molu. Both of them are over the yisamila, Tanakam holds. Because one pruta is worth, you did your shlichas. That's clearly like the balabos was moil a pruta's worth. So therefore the balabos is over the yisamila. Now the shliach spent the second pruta without permission, like to buy a rimon, that's the shliach's mila. So the kids of both of them are over the yisamila. That's called shneim molu. Rabbi Yehuda says, balabayis lemor. Yehuda says, no, it's not called you did the shlichus, and therefore the balabos not over the yisamila. Because shuaymlo, the balabos has a right to tell the shliach, listen, I gave you two prutas to buy me an esrig. Meaning to say, esrig godol yisim avakesh. I want you to buy me a nice big esrig. Even though you got a good buy with one prutas worth, but I wanted a better one. I want you to buy me one worth two prutas. Vehevasali kotum vray, you brought me back a small one and a bad one. That's not what I wanted. So therefore it's not called the shliach did his shlichus. If Reb Yudol's the balabos is not mol, only the shlich is over the yisamila. Now, what's going to be Nosam loy dinizov? He gave him a dinner, a golden dinner, thing which is worth 6 dinrei kesef. The Yomale told him like this: Lech v'hevli cholak. Go buy me a suit. Go buy me a suit worth a dinner zov.